Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Today I'd like to talk to you about being how we can become content.
今天我们的讲题呢是关于如何知足。
You know, probably one of the most biggest challenge for us as human beings is to find contentment.
作为人呢，可能最难做到的一个功课就是要知道怎么样去知足。
Amen. Have you ever met a person who is content?
你遇到过一个知足的人吗？
Very rarely do I have come across a person who is content.
真的很少有，我没有看到一个这么知足的人。
You know, we think by marrying the man of your dream or the woman of your dream, you will be content.
你以为呢，就是你嫁给了你生命中最好的白马王子，或者是娶到了公主，就是很满足了。
Only to discover you're not content.
然后就是婚后你就会发现、哎、也没有那么满足了
so you get yourself a second wife.
所以你就给自己再找第二个老婆
and then you're still not content.
然后呢还是不满足
Amen. Some people, they become rich.
那有的人呢他们就变得很富有
and they're still not content.
但是还是不知足
So what I'm trying to say is it's hard to be content.
所以我想说的是知足真的挺难
And yet we can.
但是可以做到的
It depends on what you're looking for.
那要看看你要期待和想选择什么。
So when we look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 11,
我们来看看腓立比书四章十一节。
Paul says these words.
保罗这样说。
Not that I am speaking being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content.
我并不是因为缺乏才说这话，因为我已经学会了，无论在什么境况都可以知足。
What does this verse tell you?
这个经文在告诉我们什么呢?
Well, Paul is not from Hong Kong.
保罗呢不是香港来的人哦。
Neither is he from Nigeria.
也不是从尼日利亚来的人哦。
Or from India.
也不是从印度来的人哦。
Amen. He is basically talking about how he is now. You see, when he wrote Philippians.He was in jail, probably in jail, imprisonment in Rome.
保罗写这本腓立比书的时候，他当时是在罗马的监狱里面。
And the Philippians haven't heard from him for a long time.
那些腓立比人呢，就很久都没有听到保罗的消息了。
All they know is Paul is suffering.
他们只是知道呢，保罗在监里受苦。
So many Philippians, they are very concerned whether he's still alive.
所以那些腓立比人就会很担心保罗，他是不是还活着。
And when they received the letter to the Philippian church,
当他们这些腓立比教会的人收到了保罗来的信的时候
first they were glad that he was alive.
那他们第一就非常高兴说哎呀他还活着。
But then as they read the letter, they knew he was suffering.
但是当他们读到这个话语的时候他们才知道他真的是在受苦当中。
And yet in his suffering, Paul wrote to the Philippians thanking them for their generosity.
那即算是保罗在受苦他仍然去感谢腓立比教会他们那么大方的支持他。
But Paul was saying, I have learned to be content.
但保罗说我已经学会了怎样知足。
And so in verse 12 to 13, he says,
在第十二节到第十三节，他说
I know how to be brought low, and I know how to be abound. In any and every circumstances, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
保罗说我知道怎样处卑贱也知道怎样处丰富或饱足或饥饿或有余或缺乏任何事情任何境况我都得了秘诀我靠着那加给我力量的凡事都能做
So Paul was basically saying When I'm hungry or when I'm full I am content
保罗是在说我不管是饥饿还是饱足我都是知足的
Whatever circumstance I find myself in
不管我的境况如何
Whether I am in abundance or I have need
不管我是丰富的还是有需求的
He is content
他都是知足的
Now, I don't know about you When I read this verse It's not very encouraging
我不知道你们哈可是我自己读到这个经文的时候我怎么觉得没有被鼓励到呢
Because me as a Christian I don't want to be like that
因为我作为基督徒我就觉得哎呀我不想有这样的生命哎
When I'm hungry I don't want to say yes I am content
我不想在我饿得肚子叫的时候还说啊，我好满足哦。
Amen. When I can't pay for my bus fare, I can't say I'm content.
我连公交车都票都买不起，我还跟我自己说我好满足哦。
Is this what this verse means? Is that what Paul is trying to tell us to be like him?
这是保罗真的想让我们说的向他学习的吗？
Paul is basically saying, I find myself in such a situation where I did not plan.
那保罗是在说我自己呢也不是想要了，但是就进入了这种情况当中。
Because Paul was planning to go from place to place, city to city, to preach the gospel.
因为保罗他是一个城市加一个城市的这样子去传福音的。
But somewhere along the line, he was captured as a prisoner.
但是呢，就在他这个传福音的过程当中，他突然被抓了，成为了
through people who were making complaints about him and false accusations on him.
因为有人在指责他，有人在批评他，所以他就被抓到监里去了。
You see, we could go through life with plans, and we could have many aspirations.
所以我们的生活呢，可能自己有很多的各种谋算呐、打算呐。
But things go wrong.
但事情都不会完全按我们的想象的方式来发展。
Is when things go wrong, what do we do?
那如果事情没按我们的想象来发展的话，你要怎么办呢？
When you no longer can go forward with your plan, what do you do?
你不能再按照你自己的计划往前行的时候，你要怎么办呢？
When the person you married hasn't turned out to be the person that you thought they were.
那你所娶的或者嫁的人，最后跟你想象的完全不一样，你要怎么办呢？
Or in your dream job, it has not turned out to be a dream. Rather, the dream job has become a nightmare.
那你自以为你去参加的工作是一个梦想中的工作，可是只有工作以后才发现那不是梦想，原来是噩梦。
And tomorrow when we go to work, we don't look forward to it.
当你明天想到要去上班的时候，你都不想去。
You see, Paul found himself in prison.
所以保罗呢，就发现他一不小心就进到监牢里面去了。
That was not part of the plan.
他根本就没有这样子去打算和计划的。
And then he found himself in need.
然后他发现原来我有这样的需求了。
But praise the Lord that the brothers and sisters fed him.
但是他就算是有需求，那些腓立比的教会人仍然去喂养他，给他食物吃。
Paul is basically saying, in such a circumstance.
所以保罗说，就算是在这样子的光景当中。
When we find ourselves in a situation that we have not planned.
就算我们自己走到了一个自己都没有计划好的一种境况里。
When the enemy attack us.
当敌人来攻击我时。
And when life is not going well.
当生活没有像我想象中这么如意时。
He says.
他说。
In all circumstances.
他说任何境况。
Even when life doesn't turn out good,
就算生活都跟我想象的不一样
or even when it's turned out better than I thought,
或者是说可能比我想的还要好
whatever circumstance,
不管是任何的境况
he has learned to be content.
他都学会了满足
because the encouraging verse is actually verse 13.
最叫人鼓励到的其实是13节
You see, 12 without 13 is a quite depressing verse.
那从12节开始呢，就听得挺叫人难受的。
And that's why we say to brothers and sisters, in whatever circumstances, be content.
就好像你又看到你的弟兄姊妹们在受苦，然后你去安慰人家说，哦，你任何境况都要记得得满足哦，
Have you ever known anyone said that to you?
有没有人这样子跟你来安慰？
But when you hear that, I said, but I'm not.
当你要是
I'm broken.
你要听到这种样子的安慰的话，你都会说，你怎么不能理解呢？我都这么破碎了。
That's why be careful when you say that.
所以你要小心你们口中的语言。
You must always include verse 13.
你要是要说第二十二节的话，麻烦你把第十三节也说上哦。
We can do all things.
是我靠着那加给我力量的。
Through Christ.
凡事都能做。
Who strengthens us.
是靠着那加给我力量的。
Amen? Tomorrow when you go to work.
明天你去上班的时候。
And you don't want to face your boss.
你不想去见到你的老板。
You say to yourself, I can do all things through Christ.
你就对自己说，我在神凡事都能做。
Amen? When you are making a presentation before your bosses, before a big crowd, you can do all things through Christ.
如果你需要在众人面前呢演讲啊，或者是在老板面前演讲，你都是靠着主，都凡事能做。
Whatever you are facing.
不管你遇到什么光
景。Whatever is coming at you.
不管你的面前要面临的是什么。
Like Paul says, I can do all things
保罗都说
through him who strengthens me.
保罗说，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
When you are without strength,
当你没有力量
God strengthens us.
神会把力量加给你。
When we are without faith,
当我们没有信心，
He gives us faith.
神把信心加给我们。
Amen. When there is nothing in you,
在我们里面什么都没有时，
When you are empty,
当你完全倒空了，什么都没有，
God can pour His grace into you.
神会把他的恩典倒给你。
Amen. And in verse 8, in order to understand what makes Paul content, we have to go back one chapter in Philippians to chapter 3.
如果你想了解呢，为什么保罗有这么好的一个知足的秘诀，那我们要回到前一章，看看保罗经历什么。
Because the context of this particular passage is to do with Paul talking about his life.
因为这个前后文的联系，就是前面保罗是在讲他的生命的。
Paul was born a Roman.
保罗呢是在罗马出生，
with privileges.
是有很多的特权的。
He sat under the most famous teacher.
他是在最有名的圣经老师手下学习。
He graduated from the most important school.
然后最有名的圣经学校毕业哦。
And he was the Pharisees of Pharisees.
他是法利赛人中间的法利赛人。
And he was born from a kingly tribe, Benjamin.
他还是从这个便雅敏支派是最好的一个以色列支
派出生的。 So with Paul's life, every single box is ticked.
所以对于保罗来说，他的生命当中什么都是有特权，都是有优先权的。
And yet Paul says,
然而保罗却
说， All of these things that I have,
保罗却说，我所有的这些事情
took me away from Jesus.
反倒让我跟耶稣更远了。
Amen.Anything that we have that takes away us from Jesus is not a good thing.
凡是我们自己自以为有的东西，但是让我们变得跟耶稣更远了，那就不是好东西了。
So in verse chapter 3 verse 8 he says,
所以腓立比书三章八节，
All these things that everybody, you know, covet, things that people want to have, what does he say?
这些所有的事情啊，包括你我最近还在求啊，还希望向往有的事情，你看看保罗是怎么说的。
Verse 8, he says, Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For the sake I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ.
保罗说，不但如此，我已把万事当作是有损的，因为我已经认识我主耶稣基督为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要赢得基督。
You see, all the things that people cover,
所以所有的人所求的是
the best university,
最好的大学啊，
the best tribe,
最好的支派啊，
Being born in a rich family,
生在一个富有的家庭啊，
Having all the privileges,
有各这样的特权啊，
Because it took Paul away from Christ.
刚才我说的这些东西都让保罗离基督反倒更远了。
Being the Pharisees of Pharisees blinded him from Christ.
当他成为法利赛人中的法利赛人时，反倒让他瞎眼了，认不出耶稣基督来。
He said all these things are counted as rubbish.
所以保罗才说，我把这些事情万事当作是有损的。
And basically he's saying, by losing these things, I've gained.
他是在说，当我放手不要这些事情的时候，我反倒赢得了基督。
Amen? Sometimes when the world deals you with a bad deal and that you lose something or the enemy attack you and you lose something, in fact, you are gaining.
有的时候啊，你看似是失去或者舍掉了一些东西，可能是魔鬼造成的，可能是世界造成的，但其实你是赢得了一些东西的。
To lose the things that keeps you away from Jesus is a gain.
如果你失去了这些东西，能让你更加赢得基督，跟耶稣基督的关系更近了，这是好事。
So what makes Paul content?
所以保罗所满足的到底是什么呢？
He gives the answer here.
他给了这样的答案。
Two words.
两个字哦。
Knowing Christ.
他说赢得基督。
Go back.
认识我主基督。
Knowing Christ.
认识我主基督。
Can you see? Knowing Christ.
看到没有？认识我主基督。
What makes us content?
什么东西让我们能满足？
Is to know Jesus.
就是认识我主基督。
And you may think, well, I know Jesus, but I don't feel content.
你可能会说啊，我认识耶稣基督啊，可是我也没觉得多满足啊。
How many of you remember when you first become a Christian, the emptiness in our heart seems like it's filled?
你们有没有还记得你刚信主的那一刹那，我们空空的心灵突然被填满那一下？
How many of us preach the gospel by saying the emptiness in your heart is Christ?It's the shape of Jesus.
是不是很多人在传福音的时候还这么爱说，哎，你心里头那个空空的那个形状哦，正好是基督要进去的。
The only Jesus can fill that hole.
只有耶稣才能填你心里的那个洞。
And that's how we describe emptiness.
这就是我们所说的那个空空，心里空空的状态。
I like to describe it as if we Chinese people don't eat rice, we feel like we haven't eaten.
那我经常就换一个比喻说，那中国人要是不吃米饭呢，就跟没吃饭一样。
Amen. No matter how much chips you eat, how many bread you eat, you don't feel you've eaten until you have rice.
不管你吃了多少薯条也好啊，土豆也好，反正只要是没有吃米饭，就觉得好像没吃饭。
That's emptiness.
这就是一种空空的感觉。
Amen. And so, Paul is basically saying.
所以保罗在说
that somehow Jesus, knowing Jesus is what he needs.
他才说认识主耶稣基督才是我真正需要的。
So when we first become a Christian, we receive Jesus, our minds and our hearts are so conscious about Jesus.
当我们刚刚认识主的时候，耶稣基督刚进入我们心里，那个时候我们满心满脑子想的全是主耶稣。
How many of us remember it feels good and peaceful? God is in my heart.
你们记不记得那种感觉？我们觉得好平安啊，好开心，好喜乐。主耶稣在我的里面。
But then after a few months and a few years, that emptiness come back.
几年后，几个月后，你会发现那个空空的感觉又开始进来了。
Jesus doesn't seem to be fulfilling anymore.
好像觉得，哎，耶稣基督在我里面这件事情不够满足我。
God seems to be disappointing.
好像觉得神叫我失望了。
The problem is,
但实际上
because we have not spent the time knowing him.
是因为我们没有花时间去认识我主耶稣基督。
Knowing him is to have two interpretations.
要去认识主有两种解读。
Know by knowledge is not enough.
从知识上的认识。
Amen. If you're a doctor, you know what cancer is.
就像你是医生，你能够解读什么叫做癌症。
But if you ask a patient what cancer is, they will describe to you differently.
但是如果你去问那个病人癌症的感觉是什么，病人讲的其实更详细、更清楚。
So knowing Jesus is more than just reading the Bible, but knowing him as a person interacting in your life.
所以认识基督不光只是读读圣经哦，也还要跟耶稣有一个真正的个人关系。你跟他相交往的时候，就会认识他。
Jesus can be real.
耶稣基督就会变得非常的真实，在你生命中间，他是活的神。
He's a real person.
他是一个真的活的神。
We can talk to him.
你可以跟他说话的。
He can touch us. We can interact with him.
我们可以跟他交流的，然后他也可以触摸到我们的。
Knowing him means intimately know him.
认识基督是指很近关系的、亲密关系的那种认识。
Hallelujah. If we can know him,
如果我们认识主
，experience him,
经历到主。
He will make you content.
他会让你有真满足。
Amen.
Amen.
Verse 9 say, and be found in him, not having righteousness of my own, but that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith.
第九节继续说，并且得以在他里面，不是由自己因律法而得的义，而是信基督的义。就是基于信从神而来的义。
Then in verse 10 to 11, Paul gives us how to know him.
十到十一节，保罗就告诉我们要怎么样的去认识基督呢？
Let's read that.
让我们一起来读。
That I may know him. Yeah? That I may know him.
使我认识基督。
So this what this verse is about.
这个经文的这一节就是
讲 That I may know him.
使我认识基督。
It may be a surprise to some of us reading this verse. That's what it's about, that I may know him.
这个经文就是在说要使我认识基督。
How?
怎么样认识呢？
And the power, and then he lists three his.
然后他说了三个关于基督的事情。
His.
关于他的。
In the English, you see his.
他的英文就是他的。
Each his is one point.
每一个关于他的 都是一个重要的点。
So, the power of what? His resurrection.
第一个就是要知道他的复活的大能。
So we need to know why the resurrection is so important.
但我们要知道这复活的大能为什么这么重要。
Second, and may share his suffering.
而且还说是要与基督知道和他一同
受苦。So number two, we need to know what is it that the suffering of Christ is so important to us.
所以我们才会真的体会到为什么基督的受苦与我们来说这么的重要。
Becoming like him in his death.
要效法他的死。
Third one, his death.
第三是效法他的死。
So we need to know his suffering, his death,and his resurrection.
所以这三点我们要了解到耶稣的受苦耶稣的死和耶稣的复活。
If you read this in a religious way, it means nothing to you.
如果你带着宗教的那种头脑去读这个经文你一个字都读不懂的。
But when we read this in knowing Christ, it will transform and it will change your life.
如果你是一个认识基督的人你来读这个经文感受是非常不一样的会让你的生命有个大的翻转。
Because Paul also tells you in this verse how it affected him.
因为保罗他会告诉你这个经文是怎么样影响到他自己的生命的。
With resurrection, Paul knows his power.
在耶稣的复活大能里面，保罗会解读复活两个字为大能。
With his suffering, Paul knows his fellowship with God.
当讲到受苦的时候，保罗会知道我和基督一同受了苦。
With Christ's death.He knows that's how the resurrection is attained.
那当他讲到他的死要跟耶稣一起基督一起去死的时候他才知道为什么我们这么需要复活的大能了。
words, you have to die before you are raised.
换句话说你必须先有死才有复活嘛。
That's important.
这是很重要的。
Some of us don't understand what this means.
很多人都不明白这是什么意思。
So until we learn to die, we don't know what the resurrection power is.
如果我们没有学会死和经历死的感觉
until
你就不知道什么叫复活。
Until we go through the suffering that comes our way, we don't know what it is that Christ went through.
你要是没有自己去真的有受苦的经历你就更加无法去体会主耶稣基督受苦是怎么回事。
Don't worry, I'm going to make it clearer later.
先别着急我们慢慢说一会儿就会更清楚的。
Just remember this, suffering.
先要记住这个字哦
Death,
受苦死
resurrection,
复活
three things that happened to Christ,
这三件发生在基督身上的事情
are relevant to my life,
都跟我的生命有关系的
because in these three elements, Paul says, I will discover the power of God.
因为神说就在这三件事情上面我经历到了神的大能
and when I die with Christ,
当我 与主同死时
I will experience the resurrection.
我就会经历那复活的大能
Amen. Hallelujah.You see, when we go through that,
当我们经历这些,
when we understand that,
当我们明白了,
you begin to see that the life is no longer about making money, getting a job, and making a family. It is about the grace of God that came to us through Christ Jesus.
当你明白这些的时候你就不会再专注在这个世上的事情啊找工作呀赚钱啊结婚生子啊反倒会把你的眼目放到基督的身上。
These are important.
因为这些是重要的。
And God will bless us in that.
神会借着这个话语来祝福我们
的。But what God really wants us to know.
但神真的想让我们知道的是。
And all of us when we get to heaven, we need to know.
在我们去见到主之前必须知道的事情。
Is what Jesus has done for us.
就是关于耶稣所做的到底是什么
Amen. You see, we can go through this life as a Christian knowing that Jesus has done this for us.
那我们可能在知识上面都会了解到哦，耶稣做了这个这个
But if it means nothing to us, it's meaningless.
但你讲的时候呢，你一点感觉都没有，对你来说没有任何个人的经历，就完全没有意义。
And that's what God wants us to know.
所以神想让我们有经历。
When we know Jesus, we have to know his death, his suffering, his death.And his resurrection.
所谓的认识基督，那就是要认识基督的死、受苦和复活。
Somehow it's beneficial to our lives.
这个对我们自己的生命是有益的。
Somehow it's the key to our contentment.
这也是我们知足的一个秘诀哦。
Because that's what the Father is interested in.
因为这才是父神最关心的事情。
That's what pleases the Father.
这是让父神最开心的事情。
Amen. And so I encourage you.
所以我来鼓励你们。
In your prayers and in your desires, praying to God, you say, Lord, help me.
主啊，在你们的祷告当中，在你们寻求主的过程当中，你们说，主啊，你来帮助我，来认识你。
Help me to know what your suffering means to me.
让我来真的真的认识到你的受苦是什么意思。
What your death means to me.
你的死到底与我来说是什么意义。
And your resurrection means to me.
你的复活与我来说又是什么意义。
How does it affect my life?
这个跟我自己的生活又有什么样的关系呢？
Why is it so important to me?
为什么与我而言这么重要呢？
Amen. Let me...take you to a verse in Matthew chapter 21, verse 43 to 44.
马太福音二十一章四十三到四十四节。
Jesus said something very strange.
耶稣呢就说了一些很奇怪的话。
In chapter 21, verse 43, verse 4, Matthew, it says here, "Therefore I tell you, the kingdom of God.Will be taken away from you and given to people producing its fruits. And the one who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces. And when it falls on anyone, it will crush him.
马太福音二十一章四十三节，所以我告诉你们，神的国必从你们夺去，赐给那能结果子的民。谁跌在这石头上，就一定会跌得粉碎。这石头掉在谁的身上，就要把谁压得稀烂。
See, Jesus was quoting earlier about him being the chief cornerstone.
那之前呢，耶稣有讲他就是那房角石。
He is basically saying,
他在说
，You Jewish people who do not who fail in the kingdom.It will be given to another people.
你们这些犹太人呢？你们在这个天国之事上面失败了，我就把这个天国赐给其他的人。
And here, it says those people will bear the fruits of the kingdom.
我说的是那些能结果子的人。
And then he himself is a stone, right?
然后他说，我就是那房角石。
He then say those who come against this stone will be broken.
他说，那凡是到我这个房角石跌在我这个上面的，就会跌得粉碎。
In other words, the enemies of Christ will be broken.
换句话说，基督的敌人就会被跌得粉碎。
But more importantly for us today is that when this stone falls upon these people, it will crush them.
更重要的是，这个石头要是掉在谁的身上，就会把谁压得稀烂。
Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, in 40 years of Christian life,
所以弟兄姊妹们，在我四十年的基督徒生涯当中
，When Jesus the stone fall upon you,
如果耶稣这块石头掉在你身上的话
，He really crushes you.
那会把你真的压得稀烂哦。
And sometimes you say, God, why are you trying to kill me?
然后你就会说，神啊，你为什么要杀死我
？Amen. That's why life sometimes it becomes painful.
所以生命就会变得很痛苦。
You feel like.The Lord is crushing you.
因为你觉得神在压你，压得粉碎。
What is He trying to achieve in my life?
他想要我干嘛呢？为什么这么压我呢？
Because if we understand what is the rock, why is it that the rock trying to crush me?
当我去明白为什么这个石头又来压我的时候。
And God's method of crushing you, He can use all kinds of ways.
那神想让粉碎你的方法多了。手段多了
but it is for our good.
但是都是为了我们的益处
Because if we understand this,
如果我们明白这一点
then we can understand what Paul is talking about.
那我们就能明白保罗刚才在说什么
Then we can understand what the suffering means.
那你就更能明白什么叫做受苦
Because when we are crushed, it's painful.
因为被神压得稀烂的感觉是很痛苦的
Amen. Because this crushing.Is like what Paul was saying, the fellowship of his suffering.
这种压得稀烂的感觉，就是跟基督一起同受苦的感觉。
Suddenly, you realize Christianity is no longer in a holiday cruise boat.
突然你就意识到，原来我一直以为的信的什么基督教，原来不是这种像度假呀，在游船上的美好。
Sometimes when we preach the gospel, we're preaching.Come on board. This is a luxurious boat called Christianity.
有人在就是 传福音的时候啊，他们会把福音传得好像很豪华很奢华的样子，
说 It's all free.
来上我的游船吧，免费哦，游船上面丰丰富富什么都有。
And sometimes church portrayed themselves that way.
很多时候教会也真的把自己描述成那个样子。
Come to the pleasure boat.
来到我这个奢华的游船上面，哇，你的生活会很好哦。
When I tell people when they go back to their country, I say, when you choose a church, don't choose a pleasure boat.
所以我跟别人说，如果有人离开我们或去别的教会，我说你选教会要小心，千万不要选这种游船、豪华游艇这种教会。
The church is not a pleasure boat.
因为教会不是豪华游艇。
It is not a cruise holiday cruise ship.
不是游艇度假的那种美好哦。
It is a lifeboat.
是一个生命的救生船。
Amen. We were drowning.
我们在淹水哦。
And Christ saved us.
神把我们从水中救出来。
And we who are in this lifeboat must also help people to come in.
那我们这些已经进入到救生船的人，还会要继续帮着基督把那些还在水里淹水的人救下来。
That is why the church should not play the game of drawing people in through the wrong.
所以教会千万不能有那种用别的方式来吸引人来信主。
The church should only draw people in because Jesus is a savior.
Yes, 耶稣是救主，是唯一的原因，我们吸引人来教会的。
If you use cheese to catch something, what do you get?
如果你要用奶酪去芝士和奶酪去吸引，你会吸引什么？
You get a mouse.
你会吸引到老鼠。
If you use food,What do you get?
如果你用食物去吸引，你会吸引谁？
You get students,
你会吸引到那些没钱的穷学生。
But if you preach the cross,
如果你要是用十字架来吸引，
you will draw the sinners.
你会吸引罪人来你们面前。
Amen. That's why the church is not an attractive place.
所以教会肯定不是一个很有魅力的地方啊。
The church will tell you.
因为教会会告诉你的。
If you do not receive Jesus,
教会会告诉你，如果你不接受耶稣基督，
you will be eternally lost.
你会被在永生里面迷失。
That is not what someone want to hear.
这可不是人想听到的有
情话。Neither does anyone want to hear you are a sinner.
你更没有人愿意听，你直接告诉人家你是罪人。
Who would want to hear that?
谁都不想听到这句话，是不是？
But someone needs to tell them.
但是就是有人需要这样说出来。
But the church has now become a pleasure boat.
所以现在教会的基本上成为了豪华游艇。
Come,
都说来啊。
Lots of free food, free holiday.
有很多免费的食物呢，有免费的假期呢。
Amen. All kinds of giveaways.
各种各样的慈善的东西给出去。
If we want to see God's presence in our lives.
如果我们想看到神的同在在我们当中。
Then we need to understand.
那我们一定要明白。
Christianity involves suffering.
基督的信仰就是关乎于有受苦这件事情。
Because all people in this world suffers.
因为世上的人本就要受苦。
So we suffer as well.
所以我们也受苦，没有什么区别。
The difference is.
有不同的是呢。
We do not suffer for destruction.
你受了苦的以后，结果不是被毁坏哦。
We suffer to know Him.
你受苦的结果是更认识耶稣基督。
Hallelujah.God will never let any of your pains or any of your suffering goes to waste.
神绝对不会让你的痛苦白费的。
Amen. That's why in our suffering,
所以在我们的受苦当中,
whether it comes from the devil, the world, or your mistakes, whatever,
可能有很多原因啊，可能是这世界给你的，你自己的错误，
可能是魔鬼。As long as your eyes are fixed on Jesus,
只要你的眼睛一直是注视在耶稣基督的上面,
it will all work for your good.
最后都是万事互相效益，让你得益处的。
And so, in that crushing,
所以在这种压得粉碎的过程当中,
you begin to, the revelation of his suffering comes.
关于耶稣受苦的这个启示就会向你显现出来。
And then you begin to the revelation of dying.
然后你就开始明白什么叫做与基督同死。
Dying to self.
什么叫做自己死，就那个救我去死。
Becomes to make sense.
就开始明白了。
Which leads on to the power of his resurrection.
其实最后的结果就是让你去经历复活的大能。
To illustrate this, I give you a story in the Bible.
那我再给你举个例子，我们用圣经里头的故事举例。
And it's found in John chapter 12, verse 4 to 5.
在约翰福音十二章的三到五
Sorry, verse 3.
三节
Remember the story of Mary and Lazarus and Martha?
记不记得马大、玛利亚、拉撒路这三个人
After Lazarus was raised from the dead, Mary was so grateful to Jesus.
当拉撒路死里复活以后，玛利亚特别感谢基督。
That she took her most valuable possession.
所以她就拿了她最有钱、最珍贵的一个香膏。
It was a flask of oil.
是一斤极贵的纯玛拿香膏。
And it went and anointed Jesus' feet.
然后她去膏了、抹了耶稣的脚。
She cried.
她当时有哭。
Used her hair to wipe his feet.
用她自己的头发去擦。
And then anointed his feet.
在她的脚上去抹这个香膏。
And then when people criticized that,
当别人来批评她的时候
，Jesus said she has done a great thing.
耶稣就说她做的是对的事情。
And then in other parts of the gospel, it says.Whenever the gospel is preached, talk about this.
那所有其他的福音都有讲到玛利亚的这个故事。
Have you ever wondered why?
你有没有想过为什么玛利亚的故事四本福音书里都有呢？
Because this is an illustration of what happens when somebody is crushed.
这个就是一个预表，让我们看到当一个人被砸得粉碎的时候的经历。
What's being crushed is on the inside.
玛利亚所被粉碎的是她里面
itself，
她自己的里面的那个我。
What's dying itself？
什么样的死是她自己里面的那个我的那个死
？What you're letting go itself？
你所放下的是什么？是你里面的那个旧我。
Self is what makes you unhappy。
是你那个旧我才让你特别的不高兴。
Because number one is important。
因为第一就是重要。
Amen。Self is the thing that Jesus wants.To crucify.
所以那里面的旧我就是耶稣基督想用十字架钉死的。
It's what God wants to crush.
是神想使劲压碎的。
Because self gets in the way of God dealing with you, blessing you in your life.
因为旧我阻止了神在你生命中的工作，让神没办法处理你。
For example, when we pray,
比如说你祷告的时候
，self comes out.
你的老我出来了。
God.
然后你说主啊
Let me advise you what to do for me.
让我给你一点建议啊，你怎么样来帮帮我
Rather than asking God what do you want to do
而是没有问神说神啊你想要什么
When you're praying for your family
当你为你家人祷告的时候
Self gets in the way
你的老我就先出来
Lord do this and that to her and to him
主啊你来改变这个人改变那个人
But it's never to me
只要不改变我就好
I'm never wrong, Lord.
反正我是不会错的。
I'm always right, Lord.
我永远都是那个对的。
Pride.
这是骄傲。
Blind us.
是瞎眼。
Like I said what last week.
就像我们上周所说的骄傲和瞎眼。
When you're too alive, you can't see things.
当你那个旧我、老我还活生生的蹦蹦跳跳的时候，就你看不到。
When we are too alive on the inside, we are not content.
当你的那个老我特别的活跃的时候，你就不会感觉到什么叫满足。
I remember years ago I heard this story.
我记得很多年前我听到这样的一个故事。
How a village in China, everybody is happy.
在一个中国的农村里面哦，每个人都很开心很喜乐。
People go out to work to their fields and they plant and they sow.
农民就去田里面种菜啊什么的，每个人都看着很开心。
Children are playing.
孩子们就在地上玩啊，也很开心。
Life is so simple.
感觉生活很简单。
Until one day,
直到有一天
somebody came back from the city.
有一个人从城里回来了。
And he bought the first fridge and the first television.
他买了，从城里买来了第一个冰箱和第一个电视机。
The whole village showed up.
然后整个农村的人都凑上来看。
What were their life up to that point was very happy and very content.
在他们没看见之前，他们都一直都是很开心的。
Until they saw the fridge and the TV.
直到他们看到了那冰箱和那电视机的时候，就变了。
Then they were filled with jealousy.
他们心里开始充满了嫉妒。
And they were unhappy.
变得不开心了。
Do you see? Self makes us unhappy.
能感觉到吗？是那个老我让我们不开心了。
When Mary went anointed.Jesus' feet, something has happened to her.
当玛利亚用香膏去抹耶稣的脚的时候，有事情发生。
Verse 3 says, Mary therefore took a pound of expensive oil, made from pure nard, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of perfume.
我们一起来读第三节，玛利亚拿着一斤极贵的纯拿达香膏，抹耶稣的脚，又用自己的头发去擦，屋里充满了膏的香气。
But Judas Iscariot, one of the disciples who was about, he who was about to betray him, said, Why was this oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?
当时就有一个门徒，就是那将要出卖耶稣的加略人犹大，他说，为什么不把这香膏卖300个银币去救济众人穷人呢？
Verse 7, Jesus said, Leave her alone.So that she may keep it for the day of my burial. For the poor you have always have with you, but you do not always have me.
七到八节，耶稣说：“由他吧，他这香膏本是为我的安葬之日留着的，因为常有穷人和你们在一起，但是你们不常有我。”
Notice Jesus said connected that anointing with his death and burial.
看到没有，耶稣联系了两件事情，关于这个香膏被恩膏的事情和他的死，这两个事实是有联系的。
And that's the clue.
这个就是我们的结论。
Going back to Paul.
回到刚才保罗所说。
His suffering, his death and resurrection.
他提到了三个很重要的事情，受苦、死和复活。
Somehow has to do with this anointing of his feet.
但是呢，这个都跟刚才玛利亚用香膏抹耶稣的脚有关。
This crushing of ourselves.
跟这种自己完全被压碎的经历有关。
Amen. You see, when the rock falls on us,
当石头砸到我们身上时，
when it crushes us,
当它把我们砸得稀烂的时候，
inside us,
砸到我们的老我了，
there is oil,
里面就会有恩膏的油，
that need to be poured out,
那个油会出来。
And the pouring out is not on the ground.
这个恩膏的油不是掉到地上
了。It needs to be poured out on the feet of Jesus.
而是一定要流到耶稣的脚上。
Because he's about to be buried.
因为他马上就要
去被安葬。He's about to suffer from us.
他马上就要受苦死了。
When we understand that revelation,
当我们看到这样的启示时，
we realize,
我们意识到，
that somehow in our suffering,
在我们的受苦当中，
in our crushing,
在我们被压得粉碎的
经历当中， God is trying to bring the anointing that is from within us.
神却想把他在我们里头的这个属灵的恩膏带出来。
The perfume that will fill that room.
让我们里头出来的这个香膏能够充满整间屋子。
Amen. Every time when we suffer.
每次当我们受苦时。
When we are crushed.
当我们被压得粉碎时。
We are pouring oil.Onto the feet of Jesus.
我们其实是在倒香膏在耶稣基督的脚上。
We are preparing him.
我们是在预备。
To do the very thing that we can't do.
去预备耶稣去做我们自己做不到
的事。That Christ may die for us, may suffer for us.
那基督会为我们去死，为我们受苦。
None of us can do that.
我们自己都做不到的。
None of us can suffer like that.
我们自己也无法这样的受苦的。
Because we are not Jesus.
因为我们不是耶稣。
But his suffering, his death, and his resurrection
但是
means something to us.
耶稣自己的受苦、死和复活
It is priceless to us.
是无价的。
It is something none of us can do.
是我们自己都没有做不到的。
No matter how we suffer, no matter how we die, we cannot save people.
不管你自己想受什么苦啊，怎么样的与耶稣同死，这种死都没有办法去救别人。
But Jesus can.
但是耶稣的死却可以。
But the only thing you and I can do.
那你唯独你和我可以做的呢？
Is to pour oil onto his feet.
就是要把这香膏倒出到耶稣的脚上。
Amen. But that can only come.
但是这个来自于
like Mary.
像玛利亚这样。
If we are willing.
他愿意
to learn,
学习
to sit at his feet,
去愿意在耶稣脚前听他讲道去从他的主人学习
and allow him to work in our lives,
然后允许主人在他的生命当中做工
that we, you and I, we too may have the privilege,
这样子你和我才会有这样的特权
like Mary,
像玛利亚这样
to pour oil from our hearts,
从我们的里面倒出香膏的油来
to his feet,
倒到耶稣的脚上
so that he can go and suffer and die for us.
让预备耶稣去死、去受苦、去复活。
If you can make that correct connection,
如果你能够联系到这两件事情
then Jesus is suffering, death and the resurrection become personal to you.
那耶稣基督的受苦、死和复活与你来说就是可以应用的。
Like it is personal to Mary.
因为他的这经历对玛利亚而来言是非常有效的。
Throughout Jesus' suffering in the last few days,
借着耶稣基督在最后几天的受苦
Him carrying the cross,
他背着十字架
Him being nailed on the cross,
他被钉在十字架上
His feet smells nice,
他的脚都是有那个香膏的香气的
Wherever he went,
不管他去到哪里
People can smell his blood, but can also smell the fragrance of Mary.
别人能够闻到虽然他的血腥味但是也能够闻到玛利亚的香膏味
Mary is like a, depicts, is like a picture of dying with Christ
玛利亚这个作为就好像是与耶稣基督同死的一个图画
If we can anoint Jesus' feet with our oil
如果我们用我们里面的香膏来抹耶稣的脚
When he dies
当他死的时候
He will smell of you
他会闻到你所给他的香膏、哦、
Hallelujah. How does that come? How can we anoint him?
那我们怎么样去恩膏主的脚呢
Let him crush us.
让他来压碎我们
Let him bring the oil out.
让他先压碎把这个里头的油带出来先
And I hope you can now appreciate what Paul was talking about.
所以你现在可以能明白保罗刚才
How he connects the suffering to His death and resurrection.
这样子你就能够明白为什么保罗把他自己的受苦的经历跟耶稣基督的受苦、死和复活联系到一起。
And so it is important for our lives.
这个与我们来说，自己的生活很重要。
That you and I make that connection as well.
因为你我也要能看到这两者之间的联系。
That when I anoint His feet,
当我们来恩膏主耶稣的脚
，He smells of me.
它上面都有我香膏的味道
My anointing.
有我的恩膏的味道
The anointing that was in this vessel.
在我这个器皿里头的味道
Amen. Don't pass this life. Don't go through this life.
千万不要那样的过活
Without knowing that.
不知道
Because if we can do that.
如果你不知道刚才那个真理就不要这么过活 如果你要认识耶稣的话
It will make our hearts content.
你会有满足知足。
I can tell you, Paul is content.
所以我们看到保罗是知足的。
He's sitting in prison.
他在监牢里。
He knows everything that's happening around him.
他知道他周围所发生了什么。
It's to do with.
都是关乎于。
What he's doing for Jesus.
他为耶稣所做的事情。
Amen. That. He is pouring out himself.
因为他是完全把自己像香膏一样的倾倒出来给主。
That's what fills his heart with joy.
让耶稣的心，哦，让保罗的心充满喜乐。
This experience, this privilege belongs to us.
这样的经历，这样的特权也属于你我。
And it is in this.
就是在这里面。
That we find our identity.
我们可以找到我们的身份。
That God loves us.
神有多爱我们。
That Jesus.That we are children of the Father.
明白到原来我们是神的儿女。
And that He values us.
那他这样的看重我们。
Because when we anoint His feet,
当我们去恩膏主的脚
He willingly,
很愿意的
went to the cross to die for you and me.
耶稣很愿意的去到那十字架为你我来死。
That revelation,
这样的启示
should make our hearts content.
会让我们的心得满足。
That Christ did that for me.
因为耶稣为了我做了这样的事情。
Before I finish, there is a book by Watchman Nee.
有一个 Watchman 就是叫做 Watchman Nee 的一个 book.
And I would like you guys to all read it.
我想建议你们来读这本书。
It's called The Release of the Spirit by Watchman Nee.
这本书的书名是《释放你里面的灵》。
I got it here.
这个中文的名字叫《人的破碎，灵的出来》，尼托生的书。
Amen. Don't worry, we will let you know where to get it.
我们会告诉你怎么样去买到这本书。
Read it.
我们要读哦。
Because Watchman Nee talks about this.
因为尼托生就是讲到了这个关于死和活的
事。Not about the anointing, but being broken.
特别是讲到了如何破碎的这件事情。
In order to allow yourself to come out.
为了让你的灵出来。
Amen. Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣，
we all love you.
我们都爱你。
Even though our hearts may not feel like it,
也许我们的心都没有这样感觉到。
But we say, Lord Jesus, we thank you.
但是主啊，我们说我们谢谢你。
We love you.
我们爱你。
We thank you that today we have the privilege
主啊，今天我们有这样的特权
to anoint your feet
能够来恩膏你的脚
with the oil that comes from our inner being
从我们里面流出来的灵和恩膏来恩膏你的脚
I pray, O God
主啊，我们祷告
that your feet will smell of my anointing
你的脚能够闻到我们里面的恩膏和香气
My oil, Lord
我们里面的香气香油
And so that when you go to the cross
所以主啊，当你去十字架时
We go with you.
我们和你同去。
And you have done it for us.
你为我们所做了。
Lord,
主啊,
no matter what circumstance our life is today,
不管我们生命中的情况如何,
when we know, truly know you,
我们要认,真的认识你,
our hearts are content.
我们的心才会得满足。
That your death and resurrection, your suffering is above all. All other things.
主啊，关乎你受苦、你的死、你的复活，高于其他所有的事情。
It's far, far more important than anything else.
比世上的任何事情都要重要。
So I pray today.
主啊，我们今天祷告。
Lord, that you make this possible.
主啊，你让这一切成为可能。
That in our lives, though.
在我们的里面，生命中。
That we get the privilege.
我们有这样的特权。
Of anointing your feet.
能够来恩膏你的脚。
Hallelujah, Father, we want to.
主啊，我们想要。
We ask you, Lord, to help us.
主啊，你来帮助我们。
To let our lives, Lord God, mean something to you.
让我们的生命对你的来，对你来说是有意义的。
That our lives will be a blessing not only to our family but to others.
让我们的生命对他人来说也是有意义的。
Father, let every day be counted.
主啊，让每一天都算一天。
Lord, as a privilege of living for you.
主啊，这是我们每一天的特权，可以为你而活。
So I pray, O God, in our jobs, in our businesses, Lord, may you bless us.
主啊，在我们的工作也好，生意上也好，你来祝福我们。
And no matter what happened in our jobs, in our families,
不管我们的家庭和工作发生什么样的情况，
we are looking to
我们都仍然
blessing you, Lord.
来称颂你。
We're looking to
我们仍然
knowing you, Lord.
想来认识你。
Father, grant us the knowledge and experience of Christ.
主啊，给我们知识，认识你，也给我们经历来认识主耶稣。
That we may truly interact with His heart.
让我们真的跟你交心的连接。
So that we can truly say, "I know Jesus."
让我真的可以这样子大胆的说，主啊，我认识你。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brothers and sisters, I pray that you spend a few moments online and now. I say, Lord, just say to yourself, just say to Jesus, Lord, I want to know you.
所以弟兄姊妹们我们一起不管你是在线上还是在这里都对主说主啊我想认识你
I want my heart to be filled with true contentment
我想让我的心真的因为认识你得着满足
Hallelujah Let's all stand
让我们一起起立
All I want so dearBuild my life upon all this world reveals and falls to love. All I want for gain, I have counted loss, spent and restless now. Compared to this,
knowing you, Jesus.
Jesus
让你去忘记和放手你那些敌人。
It's time to offer up your pains and your suffering to Christ.
该时间把你的痛苦当作献祭一样的交给主。
It's time to anoint His feet.
是该恩膏主的脚的时候了。
Don't hold on to your vase.
不要来抓住以前的事情。
Don't hold on to your vase of oil.
不要紧紧抓住你手中那个还没有打破的那个瓶子
Give it to him.
要把这个瓶子交给主
Pour it onto him.
倒在耶稣的脚下
Turn your pain and your suffering
把你的受苦和你的痛苦
Into an anointing
转化成恩膏
Anoint his feet with your tears and your hair
用你的头发你的眼泪来恩膏耶稣的脚
Say to Jesus tonight
对耶稣说
Lord Jesus, I lay my life before you.
主啊，我把我的生命就摆在你的面前。
Here is my past.
这就是我的道路。
Here is everything that makes me so unhappy.
这就是我这一生所过活的不开心的那个生活。
Make my heart uncontent.
就是这个让我一直不满足的生活。
Have it all, Lord.
主啊，你拿去。
Have it all.
主啊，你完全拿走。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
That you set us free.
你叫我们得自由。
That you deliver us.
你释放了我们。
That your son is raised from the dead.
你的儿子从死里复活。
And he ascended.
他今天升天了。
That he's on the throne.
他在宝座上。
Today he's our king.
他今天是我们的王。
Now Lord.
主啊。
Be king of my life.
成为我生命中的王。
Be lord of my life.
成为我生命中的主
Holy Spirit help me
圣灵帮助我
Guide me
向导我
To live a life of contentment
让我过一个满足的一生
To know that I am saved
让知道我得救了
To know that I've died with Christ
知道我与耶稣同死了
And I have obtained my resurrection
我已经得到了我的救恩
And soon
很快
I will ascend into the sky
我也会和耶稣同升上
And I will meet with my lover.
我会碰到我所爱的主。
My bridegroom.
我自己的新郎。
Who is waiting for me.
在天上等着我。
This is my hope, Lord.
这是我的期望，主啊。
So when I look back at my life.
所以当我回去再看我的日子。
Like Paul.
就像保罗所说。
Good or bad.
不管是好还是坏。
I count them as nothing.
我都把他们看为有损的。
When compared with Christ.
当他来跟基督相比时。
Hallelujah.Lord Jesus, I just want to worship you.
主啊，我们敬拜你。
Can we just sing Holy, Holy are you, Lord? Let's worship Him.
Holy, Holy.
Let's worship Jesus.
Holy are you, Lord. Holy.
on the throne. Let's worship Him.
Worship You now.
Jesus is on the throne. Let's worship Him. Jesus, so gay the daughter of both of them. Or again by her. Let's lift up our hands to worship the King of Kings. Holy, holy, holy are You, Lord. The elders and angels bow. The redeemed. Ask You, Lord, to bless Your beloved.
主啊，你来祝福你所爱的儿女。
You love us, Lord.
你爱我们。
You are good to us.
你对我们真好。
I just pray, Lord, that this week, oh God, will be a week of peace and joy.
主啊，我们祷告这一周是有平安和喜乐的一周。
That we will find in our homes.
因为我们在家中。
In our workplace,
在我们的工作单位上
and our children will be blessed.
在我们的孩子身上都看到了祝福
They will find peace in their schools.
我们看到他们的平安在学校里
Or in their holidays.
在他们的假期当中
Father, Lord, that they will be blessed.
主啊，他们会受到祝福
So we commit this week before You.
主啊，我们把接下来的这周交托在你手中
And I ask You, God, for breakthroughs.
主啊，我们来祷告，要给你我们更大的突破
And for Your fellowship.
还有跟你的团契
And I thank You, Lord.
主啊，谢谢你
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. If you need prayer, come forward.
大家请坐，如果你们需要祷告，可以到前面来。